And tonight we are happy to have a special message. Tonight we actually had Brother Jacob Roseberry. We want to first of all thank Brother Jacob Roseberry for helping us in uploading all of these messages into our system. Tonight's message is actually by Brother Bradley Lambeth. It was preached in the Arkansas Youth Conference back in 2009. The title of the message is God's Search for a Miracle. God's Search for a Miracle. What an interesting title. Isn't it us that are always searching for a miracle? But in this case, it's God's Search for a Miracle. So we're looking forward to hearing this message, and there is something in it for each and every one of us. The Word of God and the anointing of God's Spirit on God's Word is timeless. It doesn't matter if this message is 10, 13, 14 years old, whatever it may be, but there's something in it for each and every one of us. We're going to go ahead and divide this message in two parts. So tonight's message will be right under 30 minutes, about 27, 29 minutes or so. And we're going to go ahead and begin to and play that message now. Excuse me while we go ahead and begin to play part one of Brother Lambeth's message, God's Search for a Miracle. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Once again, it's an honor to be here. It's a choice of mine to be here. I felt it to be right in the Holy Ghost to be here, so I'm glad I'm here. I give my appreciation, or I want to express my appreciation to Pastor Mead and Sister Mead and the church family for the wonderful and fantastic hospitality. I'm not too good at being a good guest. Sometimes I get uptight and nervous and try to be careful of what I say and what I hear. And I'm not always the best of the guests, but I'm very, very much appreciative of what has been offered to me and given to me in very great kindness and love. Thank you very much, Pastor. God bless you. To the apostolic ministers that are here, my greetings to each and every one of you. I wish that I could be closer in the sense time-wise and perhaps distance-wise, but it was ordained of God that I do what I do. And I have no regrets. I have no regrets. The Lord's been, I feel perfectly in the will of the Holy Ghost where I'm at and what I'm doing. I'm not looking for another job placement. I'm not looking for another opportunity. I've got a huge challenge in front of me. Brazil's a humongous country. It's larger than the United States. And without Alaska. And half of Brazil has not even heard the gospel yet, if half has heard, if. There's whole states in Brazil that, as far as I know, have no gospel witness in them. What a challenge. What a challenge. Having grown up on the missionary field, I grew up without any... with very little input as far as role modeling is concerned, and I sort of found my way along more or less by myself, and that shows you that when you hear me preach, you say, "Well, I knew that. You didn't have to tell me that. I knew that." I just wanted to reassure you that you got it right. But I wonder what I'm doing up here, I guess. But I so much want to hear God's voice. I pray and I fast. And I pick out little scriptures, and they seem so simplistic to me. And so plain at times. And I cringe at even mentioning them because, well, you know, you all have heard the greatest of the great. But I can only do what the Holy Ghost lays on my heart. And sometimes when I'm preaching, I don't even have the whole message. If you're going to, young man, if you feel called to the ministry, don't model yourself after me, because you'll get yourself in big bad trouble. And believe me, it's. But I felt the Lord speak to me. And by the way, Pastor Townsley, your message was awesome this afternoon, this morning. God bless you, sir. I came to church and a little piece here and a little piece there. And it may be before it's all said and done, you still say, well, there's still pieces all scattered across the table, and there may be. But I want to preach to somebody here tonight. Hallelujah. You know, there are people, thank the Lord, there's not very many of them, but there's always scattered in a crowd. There's always people called what the Bible calls the rulers of the synagogue. Boy, that went over like a bomb. Started off on the wrong foot, and I have a good one. There's not very many of them, and there may be one or two here, or three or four, or 30. They've got all the moves all figured out. And you get angry because Jesus heals on the Sabbath. I was praying this afternoon, and prayed a long time this afternoon. And I don't have time to deal with you, sir or ma'am. Don't have time to deal with you tonight. Mr. or Mrs. Ruler of the synagogue, I don't have time to deal with you. But I'd like to ask you one favor. Just for one evening, just move aside a little bit. And don't try to figure out the moves. Don't try to figure me out. Just listen to what the Holy Ghost has to say. Let the Holy Ghost do something here tonight. Woo! Just let the Holy Ghost do something here tonight. Ha ha. And I'll give you, I didn't have the title until about 5 minutes ago, but I'll give you the title of what I want to preach about. And I often don't even have that much, but I will give you that tonight. And I want to preach tonight about God's search for a miracle. God's search for a miracle. God's search, not yours, God's search for a miracle. Feel the Holy Ghost here. Raise your hands. Just come on, just help me out just a little bit. Hallelujah. kilara kororo koshiti alara hatara haya haya haya. Hila haya 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 haya. God's search for a miracle. My Lord, have mercy. Please, 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 just be patient with me tonight. I don't think I'll be long, but I probably will. I know there's people trying to figure out, trying to figure out me, and don't try. You won't. It's just been. I've been trying to get away, and the Holy Ghost has been pulling me back. And I said, well, there's just two pieces, let me tell you something, God. I always read my scripture verse at the end. I told you all that. And I'm sorry. It's just part of the package. But I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost, the God that I serve, He's got all of His little ducks in a line. He has got a plan. He's got a plan. Hallelujah. We're living in the finalization, in the concluding chapters of God's divine plan. It's not going down in a whimper. It's going to go out in a big bang. Amen. Hallelujah. And for every one of these situations, hallelujah, that we face, the trials and the tribulations that the church may be going through right now. Hallelujah. We are not navigating these waters without a rudder and without a sail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's got it all together. He's got it. I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, He's got a plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with this plan that God has got, He's looking for a miracle to attach to it. Let me talk to you in the Holy Ghost. God has got, hallelujah, plan. He's got it. I'm trying to stay here because of Mr. Soundman back there. Hallelujah, good friend of mine. So I can. Well, anyway, hallelujah. Amen. God has got a plan. Every person that's in this building, hallelujah, you are part of this plan of God. This may start out sounding like a little bit of a little charismatic deal. Don't get nervous about that. It gets a lot worse down the end of the road there. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, God has got a plan. I said God has got a plan. Keep on feeling this wave of the Holy Ghost. God has got a plan. And to this plan that God has got, He's looking for some miracles to attach on to it. It's God's search for a miracle. And it's your choice whether you decide you want the miracle or not. But God is searching for a miracle. God is searching. Keep on feeling this wave of the Holy Ghost.
Well, do you want it? God's searching for somebody in here. He's searching for him. He is searching. Hopefully I can get... When I read my scripture verse, you'll see where I'm trying to go. But listen to what I'm saying. There can be a decisive change in your life tonight. There can be a change in the churches that are represented here tonight. As God walks up and down these aisles. You see, it's a package deal. I've got the plan. But I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking to match up my plan with a miracle. Oh, God, have mercy tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Rudia haya hahoro ho shitia. Raise your hands once more. Just stay with me. Just stick it out with me. Chapter 1, remain seated. It's not, you get all messed up by trying to stand. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. I've got a plan. Now I'm searching for a miracle. Woo! I'm fixing to show up on the earth, made in flesh, but I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking for a young lady. I'm looking for a miracle. And the angel said unto her, Hail, thou art highly favored, for the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Hallelujah. The historians, some of them at least say, don't get too excited, I'm not a big historian. They say that she was about 16 years old. This young girl named Mary, she was just, shall I say, just minding her own business. She was just being a good, may I say, a good apostolic. She was just living a righteous life. Can I say that to you? Hallelujah. God have mercy. He's walking up and down these. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. He's walking up and down these aisles tonight. He's got a plan. I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, he's got a plan. And he's looking for a miracle here tonight. He's looking for somebody. Hallelujah. That's ready. That's ready. That's ready. That's ready. That's ready to be used, to be touched, to have a miracle in your life. My God, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I've got a plan. I've got a plan. Oh, I've got a plan. You hear what I'm saying? He's got a plan. You're part of it. My God, have mercy. Maybe, oh Lord, have mercy. I may be getting ahead of myself. You may be here. You may have the worst kind of sickness there is in the world. Hallelujah. God's got a plan. He's not going to let that world out there think that there's a sickness that he can't heal. Hallelujah. I'll get to the rest of the message in just a few minutes. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. There's an angel, son of God. I will call you. You know, my God, have mercy. God's got a plan. Remember what I talked to you guys about? Brazil? There's Argentina, Uruguay, Ecuador, Ohio, Indiana, Texas. God's got a plan for Timbuktu. I've heard that somewhere. God's got a plan for that place. Now he sent me the Holy Ghost. He's looking for a miracle here. He's trying to send up an angel to step into your room. Angel, son of God, I've got a plan. Now I'm looking for a miracle. I've got a plan. I'm looking for Mary. I've got a plan. I'm looking for Joe. I've got a plan. I'm looking for Billy. I've got a plan. I'm looking for Mary. I've got a plan. I'm looking for I've got a plan. Now I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking for somebody that wants it to be a miracle. I'm looking for somebody that outside there, they say, no way, Jose. But you stepped in the building and an angel showed up. Hail Mary, you've been found with, the Bible says, favor. 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 Hallelujah. I marked it. I marked it down. What? So I think it was favor is divine influence on the heart and its reflection upon life. Hallelujah. You outside out there, hallelujah, you ain't worth a hill of beans. Outside out there, they don't even consider you. Hallelujah. But come on into the house. Come on. Come on in the house. There's a God that's got a plan. You hear what I'm saying? There's a God that's got a plan. He's got a plan for revival. He's got a plan for redemption. He's got a plan to fix up your marriage. He's got a plan to save your city. He's got a plan to save you. Come on in the house. There's an angel. I'm telling you, there's an angel. There's an angel that's got a miracle in the hand and is looking for somebody to give it to. My God, have mercy. Keep on filling this miracle in the house. Hallelujah. You feel God walking up and down these aisles? He's got a miracle in the hand. God search for a miracle. Mary, she was just there with divine influence in the heart and reflecting it in life. God sent an angel. Go down there and visit Mary. I've got a plan. I want to make myself flesh, but I'm looking for the miracle. Woo! My God, have mercy. Do you realize the implication of what I just said? Do you realize God sent an angel from heaven to deal an impossible situation, to perform an impossible deed, because he had a plan. He's willing to do the miracle to fulfill the plan. You hear what I'm saying to you? There's a God in the house tonight that's got a miracle for you. Because he's got a plan for himself.
God. Praise God. What a message we have heard tonight, everyone. God's got a plan. The title of the message is that God is searching for a miracle. But at the very beginning, you heard, I think more than half of the first part of the message was just him continuously stating the same thing over and over again. God's got a plan. He's got a plan. And he has a miracle attached to that plan. A miracle attached to that plan. What a unique message and a concept that we felt. And what an anointing we felt throughout the entire first half of this message. Yeah, I mean, there's something to this, everyone. And you know, it's funny, is before we even started this message tonight, I felt, just in reading that title, I felt, hey, there's something here for each and every one of us. We just got to reach out and grab it and get a hold of it. And sure enough, there is something here for each and every one of us. There is a miracle that God has for each and every one of us. We are a part of our church, Truth Church, and we are a part of this evangelism. We're a part of this net of evangelism that the Lord has cast out. And we just got to have the faith to reach out, grab a hold of it, because God's going to use each and every one of us. God's got a plan. And he has a miracle attached to it. Again, what a tremendous message tonight, everyone. We look forward to hearing the second half of this message. I'm sure there's more details to this, and we're going to hear it on next Monday. But before we go, I want to once again just quickly talk about what happened on Saturday. There was many of us who are on the line that were with us on Saturday morning here on the corner of 4th and Grove. And I was talking to a couple of the people that I think I mentioned, Brother Dave, Brother Prime, Brother Art, and others, how that, you know, the first time we went out there, it was a little nerve-wracking. I know the first time Brother Vic got out there, it was a little different. You're out there in the open air. There's no roof. There's everyone that's driving by looking at you, wondering, what are these people doing? But I can honestly tell you, after the first time being out there, something happened. Something broke. Something gave way. All of a sudden, there was not that shyness, that timidity, that fearfulness. All of a sudden, as soon as you begin to talk and the Spirit of God comes over you, there is this boldness that begins to flow through us. And now that we've been out there 3 or 4 times doing this, it feels like we're in our natural environment. Like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. I hope as I'm speaking this, you're hearing my voice and you're hearing the anointing and feeling the anointing as I'm saying this, because church, this is exactly where God has us at. God has us in this place because God has got a plan. And he has a miracle attached to this plan. Just think about all the people that are driving by on those street corners of 4th and Grove. And they're, after seeing us 1, 2, 3, 4 different weeks, and then maybe 5 or 6 weeks, they're going to begin to realize, hey, these people are for real. They're not fake. And you can see that they're genuine. They're sincere in what they're doing. Hey, everybody, and Sister Jessica, Brother Miguel, they're on the call. They just said, amen. I hope you're feeling what I'm saying. I'm not being a cheerleader here. I'm not just trying to get anybody excited. I'm telling you the truth, everybody. This is Yaravashata. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this to you, everybody. This is God's will for us. This is his plan for our church right now. And we're beginning to feel very comfortable in our own skin being out there doing this, because that is what the Lord did when he was here on this earth with his disciples. And we're his disciples doing exactly the same thing, doing exactly what he wants us to be doing. Once again, I'm going to end on this note. God has got a plan, like the preacher said, and he's got a miracle attached to that plan. And you and I are those walking miracles. He's going to use us, continue to use us. He's going to continue to grow this burden in us as we progress. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and finish up because I can keep going and going and going, everybody. But you know what? God bless all of you. Well, I hope you take this anointing, this message. Boy, I'm still feeling the Holy Ghost. Why don't we just close with prayer tonight? Why don't we just thank God right now for everything we're feeling? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your touch. We thank you for your anointing, Lord God. We thank you for your blessing, Lord Jesus. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch everyone that's on this call tonight, Lord God. I'm asking you to heal, then lift up everybody that is on this call, Lord Jesus. And Lord, continue to place that seed into each and every one of us, Lord God, as we continue to progress day by day, week by week, in this new net of evangelism that you've given us. In your name of Jesus, we ask and pray. And everyone said, amen. Praise God. We look forward to seeing everyone on Wednesday night. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.